big part of the Crimson Tide family here in Tuscaloosa. DJ Fluker joins us via the telephone. DJ, welcome to Tuscaloosa here on the new Tide 99.1. I hope all is well.
Oh, yeah. Everything's great right now. Loving life.
Absolutely. DJ, first off, man, congrats to you. All-rookie team. You were able to perform at a high level, and it's good to be selected. I know some Bama guys there, but DJ Fluker is the name that we want to talk about.
Sounds good to me. Let's get started.
All right, let's talk about 2013. As you go back and sort of look at it, what was the hardest part for you to make an adjustment to the NFL?
I guess the game speed at first, but it's like a little bit. It's like two steps faster than the SEC. And it really wasn't too much of a difference. It's more of what you know than trying to play fast. And that's probably the main thing I had to learn, more discipline on pass protection and being comfortable, being able to take coaching. But the main thing, trying to do everything perfect. But I learned that you can't do everything perfect sometimes. So you have to be able to go out there and just ball, you know?
Right. Well, DJ, what did Alabama do to sort of make it a little easier transition, playing here in Tuscaloosa for Nick Saban and getting you ready to play on the next level?
You know, I've been saying it for a little while, but I believe playing at Alabama, probably, I mean, as far as practice-wise, it's a lot harder than the NFL. And being under Coach Saban, and the practice he made us practice like each and every day was like being inside an NFL game. You know, and I think that's prepared me the most, being that type of environment every single day, clashing heads, you know, up there on the field and get preparing. Because, of course, I mean, he made everything organized, just like in the NFL. It was like right on top of it, you know, and going to the Chargers, it made everything a whole lot easier, you know, for as a transition. And it helped a lot being coached under that program.
DJ Fluker right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. He was an all-rookie selection for the NFL, and we continue to talk about what he's been able to accomplish at the next level. Let's go back to Nick Saban in practice, because the intensity is still there. He goes all out, right? I mean, it's like a game, and that's sometimes why Alabama's been credited with why they've been so successful is because of practice under Nick Saban.
Yeah, they've done a great job with us, and for the team this year, you know, they've done a great job. I mean, they're very intense, very hard. Coaches get coaching against coaches, and you know, you have to be able to love that type of competition. And it's great for us as players to see coaches go at it, you know, well, on the field. And you know, it's a great opportunity too.
DJ, as you look at your roster there, you've got some Alabama guys. Did they make it easier for you to make your adjustment to the NFL?
No, the first person I met, I actually talked to on Twitter, was LaRon McClain. He said, man, welcome to the family, you know. Be South Five for life. You know, being able to talk to him and LaRon and Derek Johnson, you know, those guys, took me under their wing for a little while and put me in the ropes, and This is how we do things here. And, you know, and talking to those guys made everything a whole lot better, because they know about winning. They know what it means to win, to go out there and win games. You know, not a game experience. I mean, there's also made the playoffs one time. He was telling me that that's a beautiful thing to be able to go into the playoffs, you know, and, having that mindset, you know, I got the same mindset they got, to not be denied, go out there and play hard. Those are the things about Alabama guys. They have that embedded mentality to go out there and win.
DJ, I want you to walk us back to the days that you were being recruited, and sort of your decision to attend the University of Alabama. Who was it down to as far as a finalist for DJ Fluker attending?
It was more of like LSU and Bama. You know, I had a lot of offers of the 5-star recruit coming out. I could have went in school in the country, but I know it's between Alabama and LSU. You know, Alabama, it was more of a home like atmosphere for me. You know, being ever close by the home, not too far off. You know, and I loved the program, being able to be around people. I mean, since I went to LSU, I enjoyed it down there too. But, you know, I think Alabama just had more of a winning tradition. They didn't have a bunch of titles, you know. The guys that played before us and learning about knowledge about Bear Bryant, because I didn't know who Bear Bryant was until I actually got there in part of my high school career. I mean, that's when I kind of learned about Bear Bryant and what he did for the university.
DJ Fluker right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa, a member of the San Diego Chargers. What did Nick Saban do different on the recruiting front to sell you? I mean, was he you get to see that style of Nick Saban that we didn't – we will never have a chance to experience, and most of us will not.
No, Coach Saban, you know, was one of the guys, you know, he knows good players when you see them. And I was well, part of Coach Saban, the first thing he was talking about to my parents was more about graduating. He said, the football will take care of itself. You know, it's about playing time, I would play it at, but he's more focused on education, getting our degrees, making sure we have a great opportunity to be successful in life as people and as individuals. And that was more of his mindset for us. And our parents, they loved it. You know, if you had a coach to go out there and talk about education, and being able to play football as well and being able to balance the two, there's nothing you can't do. And plus, we had a great program for academics. And my whole class from 09 graduated. You know, being have the highest graduation rate in the country and in the SEC is great. I mean, he's done a great job. And that's how he got me to go to Alabama.
DJ, what is the best thing about playing in the NFL and to be able to make a living at what you love to do, and that's to play the game of college football, or excuse me, play the game of football?
You know, I love football. Football is my way of escaping everything that bothers me, anything I go through, stress or whatever. And football is more of my way out because it takes 53 guys on that roster to work together to actually win. There's no individual. Everybody fighting for that W. You know, and that's the main thing for me. It's more of a family thing too, man. Sometimes you can't find out on a team, but the Chargers, they had that type of mentality. They wanted everybody to buy in, being great, buying the winning. It may have took a while, but it worked eventually. I mean, a lot of people doubted us, well, we wouldn't make it to the playoffs or anything like that, but we did. We went and proved everybody wrong that we can get there, you know? And having that kind of relationship with your teammates outside of football, that helps a whole lot. And, I mean, being able to have that passion for it, I mean, that just makes you want to play harder for your teammate, for the man next to you. Give everything you got for him. Because, you know, he at the end of the day, he gave everything he got for you. So it's kind of like going to war. So, I mean, I would say somebody going to die today. That's my main thing. Because it's a mindset going there playing with that type of mentality. Going there playing for one another. I mean, that's what the game about, man. You see me on the field, I'm playing passion. I'm excited. I'm jumping around the field. Because, I mean, I'm like a football energy, man. It's contagious. You have that mindset that just go out there and win, play hard. Everybody buys into being great. Everybody buys into playing hard. And that makes you play hard. So it just brings that enthusiasm to the game and make it a whole lot easier, a whole lot funner to it. I mean, because me personally, well, I love my job, you know. It's not just a paycheck. Me, it's more of me having fun out there on the field, jumping around, running down the field, trying to make extra blocks. Because, you know, I love my teammates. You know, and that's the main thing. Having that passion for it just drives me.
Right now we're talking with DJ Fluker. And DJ, as I follow you on Twitter and I keep up with what you're able to accomplish there in San Diego, one of the things that I also see that you enjoy is serving your community, whether it's there in San Diego, whether it's back home in Foley. That is also a unique opportunity that you've been given to sort of give back to your community. And I know you play a big role in that.
I'm doing a lot of things. Well, even back home, I mean, being there, in San Diego, I went to the little elementary school, being able to talk to kids. But, you know, I went to a lot of, bad area type of neighborhoods and talking to kids, encouraging them to be able to stay in school, get education, being able to be what you wanted to be, follow your dreams. Because that's the main thing. A lot of kids don't have that type of opportunity to do all those great things. You know, don't ever give up. And by kids seeing that, me taking time out to take a, I mean, I took time like out of my off day to go talk to kids, because I don't mind doing that, because kids need encouragement. And if kids don't have encouragement, then what are they looking for then? I mean, they're going to either do drugs or still on the street doing things like that. Why not encourage them to do better? So that the world's not always so bad and evil all the time, that there are opportunities out there.
DJ, who did you look up to growing up as far as a football player or just somebody that made a big difference in your life?
Warren Sutter. Kind of read it. Well, I read his story on him and where he came from. You know, and also, as far as that, I mean, that's kind of type of guy that I kind of watched. And he's a defense tackle, though, but I mean, I played defense at one point in time. And watching him, you know, it was great to watch him play for the Buccaneers, but, you know, I took the same aggression that I had from defense to offense and brought that type of mentality to it. You know, to be aggressive, over aggressive sometimes. And that's the kind of one of the guys that I took after. He was mean, nasty, came after you every single play, made you know his name. Like, you knew it. You play your one up, you knew it.
DJ, I want to go back to just one more minute here. We're talking with DJ Fluker. He's inside the game. How hard of a decision was it for you to leave the University of Alabama?
It was very hard. You know, it was very hard. So that was like, that school is so family. It's more, I mean, people that teach you like family. I mean, even on campus, I walk by on campus, people know who you are, speaking to you. Like, you may not know them, but they're speaking to you, hey, how you doing, you know? And it was so humbling, you know, like, wow, I'm here. People are so kind, people got your bag, need something, you can call them up, hey, I need something, if you need anything, you know, people really willing to help you out. And, I mean, it was kind of hard, you know, leave my teammates, for my coaches, you know, it was like, it was hard, but it was more of a business decision, too, because, like, well, I have my own people. I have people to take care of, you know. And Coach Saban, he helped me out with that process, and he helped me make the to make the right choice.
DJ, no doubt we'll continue to pull for you. Does anybody ever walk up, and at your size of 6'5", 340 pounds, does anybody, because I know when I watch the NFL, they go, that is a very, very big man. What's the reaction when you go to these elementary schools and guys walk up and meet DJ Fluker, because they hear your humble attitude, your great personality? What does folks do when they walk up and see a 6'5", 340 pound offensive tackle in the pros? What's the reaction?
You know, some people are kind of afraid of me. You know, big guy walking through walk on the streets or whatever. And some people kind of scared me. Kids kind of hide behind their mom sometimes. But you know, after they tell them who I am, they be like, "Oh, okay, that's Fluker." You know, he played inside that championship game. That's where everybody talks about on the SEC championship game when we were down against Georgia. Everybody talks about that. That's that guy right there. You know, and it's humbling, you know, being able for everybody to know you and walk by, and people, some people are intimidated, but, you know, in the day, I'm just a nice person, you know. If he sees me, I'm going to be back, maybe take a picture with you, you know, very friendly guy, you know, I'm not going to hurt nobody, and that is my thing. It's on the field, though. That's about it. But other than that, you know, people meet me, talk to me all the time, taking pictures and stuff like that, and other than that, I think people are aware that I'm a good person.